From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Talks begin Monday on the Yemeni conflict. Representatives of Yemen's warring factions are on their way to Geneva for talks on the country's months-long conflict. The UN-initiated talks will bring to the table Houthi rebels and the exiled president, Abdu Rabu Mansour Hadi. The Houthis wrested control of Yemen's government in February, leading Mr. Hadi to flee. Kurdish militias are closing in on an Islamic State-held town along Syria's frontier with Turkey. Retaking Tal Abyad would cut off a transit and supply route for Islamic State forces. Thousands of Syrians have fled the area, anticipating fighting between the Kurds and the militants. A South African judge has ordered authorities to prevent Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir from leaving the country. The order was issued after the International Criminal Court called for Mr. Bashir to be arrested at an African Union summit in South Africa. Sudan's State Minister for Foreign Affairs said Mr. Bashir would return home after the main session of the summit. Despite calls for his arrest, Mr. Bashir took part in a group photo with other African leaders at the summit in Johannesburg on Sunday. In a message posted to Twitter, South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party said it was calling upon the government to challenge the order against Mr. Bashir. Residents of the flood-ravaged Georgian city of Tbilisi were warned Sunday to stay indoors as lions, bears, a hippopotamus, and other escaped zoo animals roam the streets of the capital. The city's mayor said the floodwaters has killed at least 12 people. 24 others are missing. This is VOA News. British media are reporting the government has recalled its spies from hostile countries. They say the action was taken after Russia and China decrypted top-secret files disclosed 2 years ago by former U.S. national security contractor Edward Snowden. The Sunday Times said the pullback was ordered after Russia gained access to more than a million encoded files in Snowden's possession. Philip Hammond is Britain's foreign secretary.
We never comment on operational intelligence matters, so I'm not going to talk about what we have or haven't done in order to mitigate the effect of the Snowden revelations. But nobody should be in any doubt that Edward Snowden has caused immense damage.
The Times, quoting separate government sources, said China also had access to the documents, which are also said to reveal a wide array of Western intelligence techniques. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today expressed concern over reports of concessions offered to Iran by the group of nations trying to negotiate a nuclear agreement with the Iranian government. The six nations involved in the negotiations face a self-imposed deadline at the end of June. Mr. Netanyahu is criticizing an upcoming UN report about last year's war in the Gaza Strip. Mr. Netanyahu called the report, quoting now, a waste of time and a baseless automatic accusation against Israel. Egyptian authorities say they are on track to open a new Suez Canal August 6th. Heather Murdoch reports.
Authorities say Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi plans to announce the new Suez Canal is open for business on August 6th. At that time, they say, ships around the world will blast their horns in recognition of the event. Suez Canal Authority head Admiral Mohab Mohammed Hussein Mamish says the project will cut the amount of time it takes to travel through the canal in half, lowering costs for shippers. Heather Murdoch, Ismailia, Egypt.
The U.S. military says it has carried out an airstrike against what it calls an al-Qaeda-associated terrorist in Libya. A Pentagon spokesman says officials believe the strike was successful. He gave no other details. The Kenyan army says it has killed 11 members of the Islamist group Al-Shabaab during an attack on a military camp. It said two soldiers were killed in fighting Sunday. Kenya's military says the deaths occurred during a dawn attack by the militant Islamist group on a camp at Bouare. That's in the coastal region of Lamu. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.